Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, simple man Leonard Skinner means only one thing. That means all things Bill O'Reilly, who will join us in just a second. I'm sure he's paying attention. As a matter of fact, I know he's paying attention to all that's going on at the border right now because he's writing about all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. But anyway, here's Jen Psaki. Illegal immigrants, they don't need proof of vaccination. They're not even testing them because they're not intending to stay. Probably the biggest lie ever told. Listen.
So if somebody walks into the country right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
Well, let me explain to you again, Peter, how our process works. As individuals come across the border and they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same thing. It's not the same thing.
They have now released thousands of illegal immigrants into the United States from Haiti and from all around the world. And there's been no vetting in terms of any chance of radical backgrounds or associations, no health vetting whatsoever, no independent corroboration that they can take care of themselves and they're not going to be a burden to the American taxpayer. And then there's Chucky Schumer on his high horse demanding and asking Biden to stop the hateful, xenophobic Trump policies of mistreatment of Haitian immigrants. Well, we didn't have an immigration problem with Haiti when Donald Trump was president, and he's no longer president for 8 months. Somebody might want to inform the great senator from New York, Chucky.
The images turn your stomach. It must be stopped, this kind of violence. So I urge President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas to immediately put a stop to these expulsions and to end this Title 42 policy at our southern border. That we cannot continue these hateful and xenophobic Trump policies that disregard our refugee laws. We must allow asylum seekers to present their claims at our ports of entry and be afforded due process.
No, we actually don't, but Donald Trump's not president. I love how they're calling for investigations of themselves, which cracks me up, and their policies and their failure. All things Bill O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Sir, welcome back. All right, simple man analysis, the chaos at the border.
Okay, so let's start with Psaki first. She doesn't know what to say. She doesn't know what to say. So she just babbles.
That's a simple analysis.
I don't think you and I want to name any names. I'll do it if you want me to. But we know people who babble all the time. all they do is babble. You just blah, blah, blah.
That's true. We know people that get paid for it, too.
Yeah.
And they say nothing of substance. That's true. I'm not going to lie. We're not going to lie.
What I did on the No Spin News last night, I said, okay, so let's look at her point of view. Let's look at Jen Psaki's point of view. You travel here thousands of miles, okay, putting yourself in grave danger because there are gangsters along the way demanding money and other things from you. And then you get across the border, and it's an arduous situation, but you're not going to stay very long. Maybe you stay a week, you go to Disneyland, maybe a game, and then you go back, right? That's what she's saying. No, they're not going to stay very long.
Why would they stay here when they can go right back to Haiti? Why would they make that?
No, you know, I'm being
why bother? By the way,
sarcastic.
I've flown over Haiti in a helicopter. It is an unmitigated disaster of humanitarian disaster of monumental proportions.
Right. Always has been population 11 million Haitians. Since 2010, the United States has sent to Haiti $5 billion. In addition, the international community has sent to Haiti $13 billion. In addition, Sean Penn and his friends have raised another $3 billion. Okay? You add that up. That's $22 billion sent to Haiti since 2010. Not a dime of it has gotten to the Haitian people, who we should all feel very sorry for. It's not a political situation. Under the Duvalier dictators with the Tonton Macoute, it was. Now, it is just a corrupt country. So Chuckie Schumer, he says, hey, we got to stop this. We got to let everybody in who wants to come in. That would be 11 million people from Haiti. Everyone. And then if we do that, do we let all the people from the Dominican Republic, the country that shares the island of Hispaniola with Haiti, do they all come?
So, by the way, just so you know, I went with Franklin Graham to the Dominican Republic and some of the impoverished areas there.
Right.
And we went to Haiti and we did a flyover of Haiti. It's I mean, it was post-earthquake. It was an unmitigated disaster, Bill. Humanitarian. It's frightening. And you're right. The money never got to the people.
Never gets there. Now, I did some investigation on this massive wave of Haitians that is in Del Rio, Texas right now. And this is interesting. Most of these people, they left Haiti years and years ago. And they settled in Central America and some of them in South America. Once Biden got into office and sent the signal to all third world people, you can come here and stay. And then the relatives who did cross the border illegally before them called back and said, hey, you might want to give it a shot because now it's pretty open. That's where these Haitians come from. They don't come from the island of Haiti. They are people who have already left, already semi-settled in Central America and South America. They are the ones coming up. And apparently, there's another 15,000 of them on the way from the country of Colombia in South America.
You know, I'm watching this all unfold here, Bill. None of this, it's sort of like Afghanistan. We could have evacuated Americans safely in March and in April and in May and in June and in July. And while the Taliban was on the march and running over this well-trained military that Joe told us about in Afghanistan, the Afghan army, and taking over that 20th, then 30, then 40, then 50, then 60% of the country before they toppled Kabul, he had all of this time, while in control of the entire area, to safely withdraw every American, every person with a green card, every family member, every Afghan ally, and all the billions of dollars in military equipment. He didn't lift a finger. The world saw this unfold. We still have hundreds of Americans behind enemy lines hostage to the Taliban. We now have thousands of people with American green cards hostage to the Taliban. And they now, a terrorist organization, have an estimated $80 billion in our military equipment that Joe gave them. Now, it can't, if you look at just those two issues, and there's not a single issue I can think of where he's successful, that is a failed presidency. And I don't see that Joe's smart enough or aware enough to get out of this.
Well, today Gallup put out a poll, 43% approve, 53% disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing. So he's sinking fast. Simple man, I have a simple question for you. Joe Biden revokes the Remain in Mexico policy that Donald Trump had that stopped the mass migration to the border. It stopped it. So why did he do it? Why did Biden do it? And what was the plan to keep millions of people from coming here? The question's never been asked to Joe Biden, if you can believe it. Never been asked to the man.
Well, he's not, Bill, he's not allowed to answer questions because he's going to get yelled at.
The question should be asked. The question should be asked.
Bill, did you watch yesterday with Boris Johnson who said, I'll take a few questions?
I watched Boris. I'm trying to get my hair to go like his hair. That's why I watch him. I don't know what's going on up there, but I want to do it.
you want that hair? We can get you a rug and put it up there. It's fine. It'll look the same.
Yeah, I might be able to get elected prime minister if I can get that too.
By the way, I have no idea if it's his real hair or not, nor that it doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody wants that.
Joe's not allowed to take questions, Bill. He keeps saying, I'm going to get in trouble. They're going to get mad at me. They told me I'm not allowed.
While it was a cacophony, word of the day, of reporters just, and they wanted to ask questions about the border. But it should be obvious, you know, I just got a bumper sticker, and I'm going to send you a bunch of them, called Regret Your 2020 Vote Yet? And there's a mean-looking eagle on it. And we got them on BillO'Reilly.com. And that's my question to all the people who voted for Joe Biden. Did you not expect this was going to happen? I mean, you told everybody. You wrote a book about it. All right?
I know. You gave me a non-cupcake interview about that book. I'm still sweating over it.
But you were almost every day on radio and television doing your Paul people. Revere, saying if you elect this man, now what do you? This is insane. At the UN, this was just unbelievable. At the UN, the guy gets up there and he says to the world, "We're going to send you hundreds of billions of dollars. We, the American taxpayer, okay, we're going to send you." Hundreds of billions of dollars, with a B, billions. And then, so you can fight global warming. Now, do you think in Uganda or anybody else, when that money from the American taxpayer arrives, they're going to use it to fight global warming, Hannity? Do you think that's going to happen?
Bill, is that a rhetorical question? Because not a hard question. The answer is no.
But this guy gets up there.
But remember, Bill, the Paris Climate Accords, they actually designated countries like China and India as developing nations.
Of course.
It's only the U.S. that puts the bill for this
and
madness.
Canada. And Trudeau and Canada, they have to fork over a little. But when he does this, when Joe Biden does this, I'm just wondering in my mind, do other people hear what I'm hearing? That he's going to send hundreds of billions all over the world to help third world nations fight global warming. And they're all going, we'll build two windmills and then we're going to put the rest in Zurich in a bank account.
By the way, you are saying this, and I know it's tongue in cheek, but it's actually true.
Of course.
You get two windmills out of it, Bill, that'll be a miracle in and of itself.
Yeah,
because
maybe,
we know
maybe
that
buy some wind chimes and then give them out, at a flea market. But we're being sarcastic because that's the way to get people's attention. I'm not a college professor here. I'm trying to tell everyone in the country, and I mean everyone, that this man in the White House is not capable of running this country. And now you're going to see the economy start to wobble. It's going to happen. That will be the final nail. And when the economy starts to go down in a significant way, people are going to get hurt. And like Afghanistan, like the border, Biden is not going to have one solution to the problem.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, as we continue with Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com.
The very people that the Democratic Party target, the working people and the poor, are going to get hammered by the Democratic Party. So this is the ultimate irony. So, yeah, we're going to give you pre-K, community college, babysitters. You're going to be able to take 4 months family leave with, for whatever reason you want. That'll kill small business, by the way. And then we're going to give. But at the other side of it, you're going to pay more for everything you need on a daily basis. And I'm trying to tell people this is a bad deal for you. So no matter how much you hate Trump, no matter how progressive and woke you are, you've got to see the destruction, and that is the word, that Joe Biden has reaped upon this country in 9 months, the destruction. And
yeah,
you can't get rid of him. Nobody's going to get rid of him. The only solution is to neutralize him by the Republicans, and they're not any bright bulbs, in my opinion, taking back both houses of Congress next November in the midterms. That's the first step.
I think we see it all happening. I don't think it's hard to predict. And the only way we're going to have to save America is to have that very scenario unfold. I think it'll be inevitable, but I don't, you know,
I don't know about inevitable.
Well, never underestimate Republicans' abilities to screw things up, Bill. I'm not a Republican.
Right.
You know that.
Right.
All right. Simple Man, all things Bill O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com. You're on your game today, Mr. O'Reilly. Great analysis.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I want to say one more thing. I think everybody should send O'Reilly and Hannity a gift basket for being so right about Biden.
I don't want a gift basket. I want my country saved. That's all I want. I'm not asking much. 3 hours a day, 1 hour at night, and I want my country, you know, functioning normally.
Comey, you have the right to remain silent, and you might want to use it. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of this program. All right, as promised, we're going to get to a lot of phones here. We'll start with Jay's in North Carolina today. Jay, hi, how are you? Glad you called. Thanks for your patience.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you very much, and good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Anyways. Impending inflation, the border crisis, the voter balloting fraud, the Afghan disaster, General Milley, the vaccine mandates, and the erroneous drone strike in Afghanistan, in which the Biden administration called to offer their condolences to the family. What family? You just murdered every single one of them. I mean, this is what we've got. We've got incompetent, senile, and corrupt administrators. And I look at General Milley, the treasonous General Milley, and the treasonous Joe Biden. I mean, what are these corrupt cops going to do, Sean? Arrest themselves? This country is in the hands of a delusional madman. I mean, evil is masquerading as truth. And as far as the mandates go, Sean, I'm an American. And you don't mandate jack crap to me.
Well, they're the ones that said they would. Joe said he would never do it.
Morons.
Joe said he'd never do it. Psaki said it's not the role of the federal government. Pelosi said we can't require people to be vaccinated.
I think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory.
Perhaps the federal government should step in and issue mandates. And if not, are you putting the needs of unvaccinated people ahead of the needs of vaccinated people?
I think the question here, one, that's not the role of the federal government. That is the role that institutions, private sector entities, and others may take.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
Look, it's America. Literally, the wheels have come off. Nothing is working. Everything is a disaster. And, you know, I mean, if there was any pleasure in it at all, I'd say, well, that's what Live Free or Die, America and the World on the Brink was all about. Trust me when I say, Jay, I don't like writing books. It's too much work. It's hard. My schedule's tight as it is. I like to focus fully on my jobs that I have. And there's only one answer. And the answer at this point for the Republicans on the economy is do not raise the debt ceiling. They have control of Congress. Let them do it. That's on them. Now that they're going to tie it to this monstrosity, new Green Deal socialism, let them do it. Let them own it. And then the next thing is Republicans need to get a backbone. And the first order of business is election integrity laws in every state. That would be voter ID. That would be signature verification. That would be updated voter rolls every year. That would be chain of custody controls. That would include partisan observers, get to watch the count start to finish. And then from there, it's Republicans need an agenda. We already know what the agenda is. Liberty, freedom, capitalism, and our Constitution. Lower taxes, less bureaucracy. Choice in schools, law and order, so everybody can have peace and prosperity to pursue happiness. Secure borders, energy independence, constitutionalists on the bench, free market solutions for healthcare that take care of pre-existing conditions, free and fair trade and peace through strength. That's it. Lay it out on paper, put your name to it, sign it in ink, sign it in blood. I don't care how you sign it. And then when you make a promise, keep the damn promise. That's what Republicans need to do. Now, I can't explain it any more simply than that, Jay, without sounding like a broken record. But those are the policies that work. Those are the policies pretty much I've advocated for 33 years on radio and 25 years on TV. I haven't changed much. You know, occasionally I'll admit I'm wrong, and when I am, I'll say I'm wrong. But that's what Republicans need to do. And if they make that commitment, I believe that the country will willingly change from where we are. The first step is Congress and the Senate. The next step is 2024. And the Senate, we got a lot of bellwether races. We've got Florida, we've got Georgia, we've got North Carolina, we've got South Carolina, we've got New Hampshire, we got Wisconsin, we've got Pennsylvania, we've got Ohio, we've got Nevada, we've got Arizona. It doesn't get any more bellwether than that. And then it's going to be up to you, the American people, to bring your friends and everybody to the polls. First, have the integrity measures in place so we have free and fair elections with integrity that we'll have confidence in the results in. That is my plea to everybody. If you want to know what the antidote is to this insanity, which is not going to get better, they're not going to all of a sudden wake up and say, I think Sean Hannity's been right the whole time. They're not going to do that. So the only way to get this stopped, and it's like our boat has taken on, you know, so much water at this point, we're ready to sink. And the first thing you do is you first plug up the hole and stop them from doing any more damage. And then we can start bailing out the water and getting back to common sense, you know, American first, make America great again principles, conservative principles that work. That's my solution. 800-941-SEAN, our number. Brian, Oklahoma, next.
I'm very good. Thanks for taking my call, Sean.
Thank you for calling.
Well, I'm calling you about what's going on in Edmond, Oklahoma, the school district, you know, you said we got to take back our nation, but they're sending their ants, right? I'm all for elections, but the ants are chipping away at the structure of our constitutional rights, and they're having medical segregation. I thought segregation was over 65 years ago in this country, and the Oklahoma legislature passed a law, Senate Bill 658, that said no medical or vaccine passports were going to be required for students in Oklahoma public schools. Both houses and the governor signed this into law. That's not happening in Edmond, Oklahoma. So I'm one of the listed plaintiffs that have filed suit against the school district because they are kicking kids out of school if they do not provide these vaccines.
So in other words, they passed the law. Now they're violating the law. Are they making the argument that Joe's mandate usurps the power of the local government?
No, they're not. In fact, I've met with the superintendent. I've said this is it's not even an argument that this is segregation. If I substitute non-vaxxed and vaxxed for black and white and said, hey, certain ethnicities can't come back to school for 8 or 10 days if they come in contact, it's not even a question of it's segregation. Now they're trying to justify it and say this is about safety. Well, we know that the evidence is really clear that COVID does not affect kids at the same rate, but it does cause emotional and mental damage to these kids.
You know, what really frightens me about this is a lot of what we were told about the vaccine, you know, nobody discussed that there would be breakthrough cases. Nobody discussed that part. Nobody discussed the part about, you know, other issues involving COVID. Nobody discussed, you know, what bothers me about one size fits all medicine is that there are people with rare conditions, and it totally, you know, we're going to have Robert Malone on this program tomorrow. He invented the technology for the mRNA viruses. He's the guy that I've been quoting, the medical doctor. He's a genius. I mean, he came up with this new vaccination process. And he's saying natural immunity is better. And he's citing studies that prove that it's better than the very technology he himself invented. I'm very curious to hear what he has to say. And he's going to come on the program tomorrow. I don't think he does a whole lot of interviews, and I'm just looking forward to it. But I know for parents, you raise a good point. Children have not been impacted by COVID the way older people have been impacted. You know, we've learned a lot over the last 2 years. We've learned that, for example, this impacts older people much, and it's far more dangerous to older people than younger people. That has stayed fairly consistent, although the Delta variant in and of itself has become problematic. Breakthrough cases, number one. Number two, some younger people, it's a little more contagious than the original COVID. Then we've got all these other variants that we're paying attention to, and we've got to pay attention to. But, you know, until the science is firm on this, that kids need it, if the adult population is vaccinated, and in fact we have monoclonal antibodies for breakthrough cases that are very effective, that shouldn't be rationed, by the way, by Joe Biden, you know, I think it's got us covered for now, but we ought to be trying to stay ahead of future variants that are coming down the line.
We're advocating for healthy kids to go to school, not sick kids to go to school.
Yeah, well, so, of course. I mean, but there could be asymptomatic cases where there might be, well, people might be contagious, you know. But again, if the teachers are vaccinated, if you know, everyone's going to determine what their appetite for risk is. I have friends of mine that are not vaccinated, and I'll sit there and we'll talk about these things for hours and hours and hours. And I will tell you this: the people that have made that choice, they'll give you good reasons from their perspective, why they made that decision. And I'm not a doctor. And then they might also share with me their unique medical history or their current medical condition, things that might impact their decision making. My advice is, look, I'm not a doctor, and I just refuse to play one on TV. I feel sorry for parents. I hate to say this. It sounds terrible. I'm glad my kids are older and I'm not confronted with this choice. But you know, we're now getting to the point where If you don't go along with their one-size-fits-all medicine, what if you have a rare condition? What if you believe in the natural immunity and your doctor supports that decision? Are we now going to say you're still shut out of concerts and ball games and restaurants and everything in between? You know, I'd like to see at least exemptions included, or if restaurants want to, you know, go forward with you know, rapid testing, you can get a test done in, what, 10, 12 minutes. Doesn't take that long. I've been tested more than anybody I know. All right, quick break, right back to the phones, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Busy phones. Chris, North Carolina. What's up, Chris? How are you?
Hey, Sean. What's going on?
Not much. How are you doing?
Doing very good. I was just calling to comment on your question yesterday about, you know, what candidate would be qualified to take this the left on. And I don't know. I don't know of another candidate that's more qualified than Donald Trump. I mean, he's a gritty New York businessman. I mean, they've thrown the kitchen sink at this guy. I think he held his own. They're vicious. You know, the left is vicious. They're dirty. You know, they'll trash your reputation, and they'll pull out all stops to try to win. And we've got to have somebody in there that can withstand that.
Let me ask you a question. Did Donald Trump's policies, and this is for the broader audience, I'm speaking through you, everybody should ask themselves, did his policies work? And I think the answer is overwhelmingly they worked. Absolutely they worked. And then the next question is, then think back and all the feigned outrage. We even have, for example, you know, the reaction to the killing of Soleimani. There was no collateral damage when they took out Soleimani on the tarmac when he was in that commercial plane. They could have shot the plane out of the air. They didn't do it. They waited till there wasn't going to be collateral damage. You compare the reaction of Hollywood liberals and liberals in the media to that killing and how outraged they were. But they're silent on Joe Biden's drone strike killing 7 children and humanitarian workers. You know, if when you look at the outrage right now, what we did in Afghanistan and what's unfolding at the border and what's happening of the economy and begging OPEC to increase production of the lifeblood of our economy because of his bad policies is a loan to get anybody fired. I'll take Donald Trump's mean tweets over being humiliated on a daily basis like I feel with Biden as president, if that's a way to put it.
Exactly. And I feel like we have the world's respect, you know, as you know, and now look what we have. I doubt we have the same respect on the world stage as Donald Trump demanded.
Yeah, well, Donald Trump's policies at the border worked. Donald Trump's, you know, his policies on COVID. Yeah, it was, you know, the worst pandemic since 1917 and 18. He ended up in record time with 3 vaccines and therapeutics and options to get the virus under control. And Joe even blew that. Now we have inflation. Now we have an economic downturn. Now we have, you know, energy prices skyrocketing, inflation through the roof, chaos at our borders, chaos, you know, begging OPEC, leaving Americans behind. I just can't even wrap my arms around the magnitude of how bad this all is. And yet it's happening. And people are, you know, I'm telling you right now, there's still the media mob that would show more outrage over a Donald Trump tweet that the media is the enemy of the people than they would about, you know, Joe Biden killing children in a drone strike and telling us that he took out an ISIS leader. Or leaving of abandoning Americans behind enemy lines. Nobody in the media even talks about it anymore, I think, except for my show and maybe one or two others.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me along with co-host Leah Rose as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music, like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.